This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 14th. God's word to you today is Father's Spirit. Our scripture reading is taken from John 8, verses 49 to 50, and it says, "No," said Jesus, "I have no demon in me, for I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And though I have no wish to glorify myself, God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge." Have you ever been called crazy or a fanatic for holding on to a conviction? Maybe you gave your life to Jesus, or because you want to follow God to a level that everyone else thinks is unnecessary. Has anyone accused you of mixing madness with your religion? I'm not talking about being unbiblically fanatical. That is not what I'm referring to. But if you're following Jesus, at some point in your relationships, people will think you are crazy. It is good to do crazy things for Jesus. Do I get an amen? Please study John 8, verses 51 to 55. I want you to declare this statement out loud. I am who God says I am. I know what God has revealed to me. Very often, the devil tries to confuse us about who we are or what God is saying to us. At such points, let this be your declaration. I know who I am in God, and I know what God has told me. I know who I am with my Father, and I know what my Father has told me. You are who God says you are. John 8 verses 56 says, "Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. Remember, in preceding verses, Jesus had said that Abraham was not their father and that the devil is their father. But in this passage, Jesus says, "Your ancestor Abraham." Another translation says, "Your father Abraham," meaning that Jesus knew that Abraham was their biological father, if you will. It means that you can be a biological son without being a proper son. So, if you do not catch the spirit of your father, you can be a biological son, a structural son, an organizational son, or an institutional son, without being a proper son. That is why you see that not many children of pastors actually catch the spirit of their fathers. The people that become the proper sons of the pastors are usually other people. But our generation is changing that. Our children and other people, as God will draw, are catching our spirit in the name of Jesus. A lot of us would have experienced times when we are worshiping in our homes, and as we kneel to worship, our children do the same. These men were biological sons, but they were not proper sons. The difference between being a structural son, an institutional or organizational son, and a proper son is, the former is bestowed upon you, and the latter enters into it by himself. The proper son catches the spirit of the father. In John 8, verses 56 to 58, it says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad." The people said, "You aren't even 50 years old. How can you say you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was even born, I am." Jesus said to them, "I preceded Abraham. I made Abraham. I revealed myself to him. And Abraham was excited to see me." This is paraphrased. We will delve into this detail in tomorrow's devotional. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me catch the spirit of the one you have anointed as Father unto me, and make me a proper son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.